Testing, 1, 2, 3. We're good. All right, I'd like to welcome everybody out to our council meeting today. I've asked Gary to give us a prayer and lead us in the pledge.
Father in heaven, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to meet together this day in town council. I'm grateful for each of the members that are here. I'm grateful for the city and grateful for the opportunity we have to serve. I pray that God bless us, that we will have thy spirit and all thy will concerning city and be able to do what's best for the members and those who come to visit. We say things in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Gary.
Those are some pretty eagles on those flagpoles.
Yeah, they're good. Finally got the worn back. All right, I don't think, maybe we didn't approve the minutes from our 30th. Minutes from our July 30th meeting, if they're okay, look okay, entertain a motion to approve those.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
And today's agenda, any changes? No, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And we'll open the meeting for public comment. No public comment. We'll move forward. Splash pad donation. I haven't had any updates, so you guys heard anything?
No.
Okay. Town Park Project, just for the land itself. I've been Jones and the Mill are getting the description and deed written up for the town park. Could be a couple weeks. They're trying to just do it all together, so it could be a couple weeks before I get that. As soon as we get that, we'll should be able to file it with the title office in Panguitch and make that transaction for the park. That's all the update I got. Item C, the trash dump road project. That's in motion with Jones and Mill. So they'll be down here in a couple weeks to write the descriptions on that road, meet with us and Ruby's just to make sure we get everything where it needs to go, what that should look like. And I have not reached out to the county yet on the fencing over there, so but I will. And item B, land deed cost. I don't know what that is. I'm not sure what that's supposed to be. I don't remember putting that thing on there. Unless it was something for Sydney just to discuss. Did I print the right agenda? Did she send one out?
That's how it
doesn't look like the one that was emailed.
It doesn't?
Those minutes are from July 30th.
I wonder if my computer didn't update. I just grabbed her file. Let me see. I'm like, this is...
I thought maybe you deleted some stuff.
No, I
don't. I was like, where's the shuttle station?
That's why I'm like, some of all the other items I put on there aren't there. Let me go back and find hers that she sent. Like I said, this computer's been closed. It's probably, and I don't know how she does it. I don't know if. Agenda. Yeah, that looks more normal. You got it, or you want me to? Yeah, I don't know if this syncs live or not. I don't think it does. I just print it off on the computer. If I can find the printer, then I can print this off. I've got it pulled up. I just need to get the printer added to my computer. There we go. Second for that.
I'm gonna gather these all back up.
I knew
I'd
added some other stuff.
Some of the other stuff, but I didn't look after I printed it off. Sure, we're still recording. All right, let me just write down.
This looks way different.
Yeah, let's start back over at the beginning. Minutes from our August 6th meeting. Entertain a motion on that one.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mike. Second by Gary, all in favor? And minutes from our 13th meeting. Same, entertain a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary, all in favor? And just for the record, attendance, that way Sydney's probably listening. Mike, Gene, Cherry, Tanner, Gary, and myself. I'll just do a motion to adopt this agenda. Unless there's any changes.
Motion.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary, all in favor? Okay. And no public comment. All right, splash pad, we'll skip that. Already did that. Town Park Project, I've updated that. Huddle subscription, this is one we've, it's for the high school and includes the, all their programs, wrestling, volleyball, basketball, boys and girls basketball, and a camera that broadcasts, allows them to broadcast remotely also from other gyms. Have you seen that? I haven't either. I know it's it's about $8,000 or something in a year. Any discussion on it? I know Fred got it, but he hasn't, because he asked me about it, and I said, yeah, send it to me, we'll take care of it, but I haven't heard from him.
Okay. So we might have to,
usually they have to send us a link, so we should see him tonight, or I will, and I'll ask him so we can get that taken care of. So.
Okay.
Any discussion on that? Is that, everybody okay with it again? Entertain a motion on it?
That's how it
is. Yeah, not to exceed 9. I mean, it's, I can't remember. It's somewhere between 8 and...
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the huddle subscription not to exceed $9,000 for the year.
Second.
Motion by Gary, or motion by Mike, second by Gary, all in favor?
Aye.
That's not to exceed $9,000. So the next one, BBHS sponsorship. I forwarded you all the email on this. This comes from the high school. Says reaching out to local businesses, community partners, and opportunities to support students, programs, and activities at Bryce Valley High School. Our local businesses play an important part, important role in helping our students succeed, and we would love to have Bryce Canyon City as part of be part of supporting Bryce Valley High School this year. We've attached a sponsorship letter with more information about our sponsorship opportunities, how business can make a difference for our students. Just trying to see what the... As a rural school, our students travel many miles to represent BBHS in athletics, academics, leadership, fine arts, and other activities. We deeply appreciate the communities that continue to rally behind them. We invite you to join the Bryce Valley High School Community Partner and Scholarship Program for the 26-27 school year. Your partnership provides meaningful recognition for your business while directly supporting student opportunities, programs, and scholarships. And we encourage our BBS or BVHS families and supporters to support the businesses that support our students. So they've kind of got a tiered thing here. Platinum partner, 3,000 plus. Gold partner, 1,500. Silver, 1,000. Bronze, 500. Or Mustang partner, $100. Your investment directly benefits Bryce Valley students by funding student athlete travel and meals, tournament participation fees, new weight training and athletic programs, officials and referee expenses, lodging and transportation costs, equipment facility improvements, student scholarships and post-secondary opportunities, club travel and support. Thoughts?
I think we have a grandfather into that.
I thought the same thing, kind of. I thought the same thing.
The
only thing weird about it, I mean, like you say, you do a 3,000, I mean, premium recognition as a Bryce Valley High School Platinum Partner, 6 premium reserved chair seats in the gymnasium for home events. You're getting sponsored on the Jumbotron, large sponsor banner displayed at the athletic facilities. Yeah, I don't know what to... What do you think?
I
that $8,000 we've spent right there is enough to.
Yeah, I mean,
think. I mean, I don't know. We don't.
I would give to the baseball team every year.
Yeah. No, I'm.
Plus
I
don't
know. And then there's gonna be more than that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's what we had to say. We already did. We're double that.
That would be my. I mean, if they'll recognize us on their as a premium platinum partner.
The thing is that I don't think we want the chair seats.
I don't want the chair seats. Put us on the Jumbotron in lieu of you for what we've already done. That's how I feel.
Hey, I don't mind talking to him.
Me too.
So, just say, hey, we looked at this. We feel like we're going above and beyond.
Yeah,
we don't want
to serve.
You guys all right with that?
I guarantee we donate 10 times more than any other town.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I think they sent this out to all the private businesses, like two of like even like the banks and the, you know, everybody.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Hold off.
So I think I would I think we talked to them to say I feel like we're already a platinum partner and we don't need the seats. Just
no. I think they'll be great with it.
Okay, I agree. Sounds good. Shuttle puddle update. That's kind of, I left that on there just as the bids for the Tanner. I'll kind of, looks like you got one bid, and this was for the water drainage problem over the shuttle. We only have the one. Tell him to get his to us yet.
Tell hasn't gotten me a bid yet. He also told me, he came here and met with me in person, and he said that he's super swamped right now and that he might struggle to get to us over the next few months, which that's probably not great either.
Yeah.
Staples, Wade Staples right here, he said he can get to us like pretty quick. You know, he can send a crew here and knock it out. So that paper I gave you, that's got the shuttle station on it, and the entire shuttle station is that top number, the 8429. That's the whole shuttle station project cost.
Okay.
The other ones below it are the breakdowns of that.
Okay.
And then the 3,000 is for the concrete, to finish that concrete over there at the park bathroom. And the 3,750 is 10 feet worth of curb and gutter if we wanted to replace. He wants a 10-foot minimum. He doesn't want to just come and do 5 feet, you know. And he said if we could do like 40 to 50 feet, he could bring the price down to $275 per linear foot. So I don't know. I mean, it gets costly for that curb and gutter. I can see that. If you did all three of them, you know, you'd be, well, if I did the curb and gutter at like the 50 feet, like the $275, if we did 50 feet worth of it, and it gets pretty costly. It'd be like $13,000, $13,700 to do 50 feet of curb and gutter, which we have, like, we have 40 to 50 feet that's broke pretty bad, you know, throughout the whole city. Throughout the whole main street and stuff, but I don't know if that's something you guys want to tackle right now or not. You know, maybe look into that and get other bids throughout the winter and look at it next spring or something. The curb and gutter, I don't know. It's up to you guys. He's happy to do it. He says that he could fix all of our curb and gutters that are broken and do all this within just a few days, 2-3 days. He'd have a crew here and cut it out, remove it, form it up, pour it. He's got quite a few guys. He's, you know, got a decent operation. So my numbers are, if we did 50 feet of curb and gutter, 40 to 50 feet. I did 50 feet is what my numbers. 50 feet at $275 a foot. He brought it down $100 per linear foot if we do more. And then that's $13,750 for the curb and gutter, 50 feet of it. And then $2,300 for the park bathroom. So that's another thing, as he said, if I can do 40 or 50 feet of curb and gutter, then I'll reduce that park bathroom concrete down to $2,300. So knock $700 off that. So $2,300 for park bathroom sidewalk, $13,750 for the curb and gutter, 50 feet worth, which would fix everything we've got, you know, broken badly, easily. And then $8,429.10 for the shuttle station. So all that is $24,479. But if we cut out the curb and gutter completely, and we just did the shuttle station and the park bathroom for the $3,000, because that's what it would be if he only does those two, we'd be $11,429 if we cut the curb and gutter out.
I'll tell you my biggest thing with the curb and gutter, it's just, I actually don't mind it at all, but part of me wants to do it in the spring. Because we're going
to...
Yeah.
We're about ready to do that time of year where we hammer it.
I'm 100% with you to do the curb and gutter next spring.
I mean, I don't mind doing it. I don't even, but I just, yeah, like we'll fix it and then they'll tear it out.
Yeah.
And I'll tear it out. I'm not blaming anybody. Somebody will tear it out. Yeah.
So. And he did say to me on the phone, he did say, you know, if you want to do just the two and not the curb and gutter, he said, I can come and do the curb and gutter for that price all by itself. So like next spring, if we want to do 50 feet of curb and gutter, we can still get that price just for that. I would too.
I hate to put it in half for 2 months.
Yeah.
I would also.
Well,
it'll
give you more time to harden, you know, it hardens and cures over time. It takes months. So if we do it early spring, then it can harden and cure all spring, summer, and fall before winter hits and they're plowing again.
I'd rather put some of the curb and gutter, the pictures you took, some of those I'm okay with. I would rather put 50 feet of new curb and gutter somewhere where we need it. Like, of course, down here ain't gonna work. I would like to wait on that too. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the sidewalk and the
shuttle
bus and shuttle. Yeah.
So those two is the 11429.
Okay. Any more discussion on it? I'll entertain a motion on it.
I'll make a motion that we hire WL Staples Designs to fix the drainage at the bus depot and the concrete underneath the bathrooms for $11,500.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary for $11,500. All in favor? Okay. First responder dinner is our annual dinner they have. Split cost with the Tropic Pan. I don't know what that is. Is it usually?
It's usually around $500.
Any discussion on that? I'll entertain a motion for that.
Go ahead, Cherry.
Level Cherry. Second. Motion by Mike. Second by Cherry. Not to exceed 750. All in favor? All right. And Cruise and Old 89 Car Show, September 4th and 5th. Sponsorship $50. Let's see if I can find the details. Deanna sent this over. That's $50. Sponsor a trophy, sponsor logo on the official event poster, business listed on the event T-shirt. This is in Panguitch. That's kind of all it says. $50. I'm okay with it. No. Any discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We support the Cruise and Old 89 Car Show for $50.
Which one? Give it to Cherry. Motion by Gary, second by Cherry. All in favor? $50. I'll send you that, Mike. It has a paper on there that we can just fill out. All right. Department reports. I don't have anything other than just working on that road, the park things right now. That's it, Gary. Anything?
I don't
know. Tanner?
No.
Good. Okay. Cherry? Gene, you went to the meeting. Report on that for me.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty interesting.
I sent everybody else out email also on the superintendent. If you have any input on that, feel free to email
them. Well, was talking about numbers, and the lodge is down just like. 20% seems to be kind of a common number for everybody. So they're trying to figure out what their strategies are. We told them that we're doing some aggressive advertising and we're having to work for the customer at the beginning. Chris Worley reported he ended up being, I don't know if he was the lead or whether it was just part of it. But he was involved in that fire in Beaver. I guess the district ranger up there had time off scheduled. So he left and Chris had said it's going to be years before they get that canyon put back together, the roads. We had quite a lot of discussion about our acting superintendent's situation where they're interviewing right now for a new superintendent and they're not inviting her to be interviewed. So Gail Pollack made the comment that it seems crazy that the Denver region is doing all the interviewing and there's no input from the communities. And so that afternoon we got an invitation for a call. It's this afternoon. And I don't know what it means, whether they'll just explain the process as a Zoom call, what they're doing, or ask for our comments about what we're concerned about. So I think we'll get on that call. I'm sure Lance will be on it, and I'll hang around and get on it as well.
Okay.
But, it's so frustrating to have good people that are doing a good job really getting things done, and then they haven't gone through all the hoops.
We trust you to be the superintendent, but we don't trust you to be the full-time superintendent, right?
Well, or...
Isn't she the acting superintendent?
She's acting, right? She's done it twice.
But you're not allowed to do it, but
and
you can do it.
She's doing great stuff every time she's in the
hub. Yeah.
But, so we'll see. But apparently, Barclays staff person was there, and they said they're putting a real push on to change the process. And, you know, where the Secretary of Interior did the thing where they required these public meetings to be held, department meetings again, He thinks there might be some traction to actually get a little bit different system for how you qualify to be a superintendent.
Because
she's qualified.
Sure. She's been up there several
years. And that's her goal down the road, is to be a superintendent. Get through the hoops. So what we end up with is Bryce Canyon becomes the landing place for people wanting to retire.
Yeah.
And they have no energy.
No ambition.
Making things happen. So that was the main thing going on in the meeting. And I did have a question when you were talking about curbs and snow. Didn't we get a bunch of markers for the to put up along the curbs, or was that me?
We've got some.
I've seen a stack of the tall, skinny, like red markers or orange markers.
Yeah, they're little round
poles,
4 or 5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a stack, like a box of them somewhere. So we have some.
That might be something to put on our radar, so that the key areas. You know, I've seen them done where, I don't know if you pulled in ever to, you know where Cabela's is up in Lehigh? Well, that mall that's up above it, they've drilled into those curves and they have a spot where they put these.
They slap them in.
I thought that seems like a perfect place for moisture to get in and freeze them.
That's what we talked about. That
I wonder, with the way our landscaping works, if we couldn't just go right behind the curb, put them in. And you might have to drill them if the ground's hard, but you just put those in and pull them out in the spring.
Yeah.
And then at least it gives you a where the corners are, where the curves are.
Yeah.
Some reference points, and you
for
just
sure
stay
we
away
got some.
From
it's mostly off the most damage is up and down the main main road.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's the UDOT trucks.
No, I won't comment right now, but I'll tell
but
you.
But anyway, fall would be a good time if it goes up compared to winter. But that's all.
Yeah, we got some. Okay.
And,
thanks.
And we'll try to remember to tell you how. Are you going to try to get on that call?
I will. What time is it?
It's 1:30.
Oh, yeah, I'll be around.
So we've got that employee party going. So
is that Ebenezer, I think?
Yeah. Founders Day is Ebenezer's.
11 to 3 or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
But anyway, that'd be good to listen. because they did respond.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Yep, let me know where you're going to meet. I'll come.
Well, I think we'll, I'm guessing we'll just meet up in Lance's office.
Okay. So. Yeah, I'll stop in.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for going. Mike, you got anything?
No.
Right. The only other thing I had was the ULCT, Utah League of Counties and... Is that counties? Yep. Cities and towns, sorry. Yeah, ULCTs. They are at Ruby's Inn on September 10th from 5:30 to 8:30. Anybody wanted to attend that? General session at 5:30. 6:45 is on Planning Commission. And there's another one, a workshop for elected officials and municipal staff, managing aging infrastructure, working better together. Another workshop, unlocking community funding and emergency ready. Anyway. Got an email on that. That's it. Nothing on Planning Commission.
Shiloh?
Yes?
One other thought.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be appropriate for us to offer to the county to put a link to their that new video that you on our website?
Yeah. We just need to get with Jade, and between her and Fowler, we can get it on either one of them, both
well,
of our...
We'll probably see them. Yeah. I think that might be a neat thing.
Sure. Yeah, it was good. I've seen that. Yeah, Jade could put them on, both of them. Yep. Okay, just warrants. Diamond C, that's the just a pulverizing of Center Street. They'll pave in the next few weeks. This is $48,000. Is that for the
sheriff?
Scholarship. Okay. There's no other discussion on the warrants. Entertain a motion to approve those.
Motion.
Motion by Gary, second by Charity. All in favor?
Aye.
Next meeting. That was a record. That was like 4 weeks in a row we met.
Take them on that.
We do have 2 weeks before, between now and the next one, so, yeah.
Third, yep.
Wade
says he can be here sometime within the next 2 weeks to do his work.
Get it done.
He said the biggest thing is getting that 6-inch pipe. He's got to have a metal shop. So I found out that this pipe that they are wanting them to put in, it's a 6-inch square, 6-inch by 6 by 6, what is it? 6 by 6. 6 by 6 square pipe, 40 feet long or whatever to get through it.
Yeah.
But you can't buy it with the holes already in the top. You have to cut them in, either yourself or have like a CNC machine do it. I called Tom because I thought you could buy it with the holes already in it. I thought that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
And Tom's like, no, you just buy the 6 by 6 pipe and you have to put the holes in it yourself or have a shop do it. So that was in his bid. He knew this. So he said his only holdup is getting that pipe with the holes in it. And then he'll be here, but he said he thinks within 2 weeks.
Okay.
So.
Okay, sounds good. Entertain a motion to enter LBA meeting.
Motion to enter LBA meeting.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
And no business, so entertain a motion to adjourn it.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary. All in favor? And probably do need to close that session real fast on legal matters. So entertain a motion to enter a closed session.
Motion to enter a closed session.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Let me stop this.